during the time that they're going to return from Aliyah L'Regel, that's going to cause a lot of problems for people, and it will undermine their motivation to come to Eretz Yisrael, to come to Yerushalayim. And so therefore, we wait until then, we wait until the seventh day. So Amar Rabbi Elazar says the Gemara, Halacha Karam Gamliel. We paskin like Rabban Gamliel. So first of all, this is a tremendous discussion. We paskin like Rabban Gamliel, that we delay reciting the same Talu Matar until the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. So what's the question that all the Rishonim raise? The question is, what about Bizman Hazeh? What about La'achar Churban Abayis? When would we start reciting the same Talu Matar after Churban Abayis? And the Ran asked this question. After all, you're leaving the 15 days so that people can return back to their community. It's no longer relevant once there's no more Aliyah L'Regel. So, and there seem to be different indications in the Rambam of how to exactly address this. But the halacha is, the Rambam paskins, that in fact we do wait until the seventh day of Cheshvan, Bizman Hazeh. Shulchan Aruch writes this as well. And we do so even though there's no more Aliyah L'Regel. Ask the Ran, so like, why would we do that? What's the reason for that? So it's very interesting. A lot of the Rishonim mention that there were minhagim to go back to Yerushalayim for the Regel even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that historically to be true. That even though we did not have, certainly not a national sovereignty, and even for many hundreds of years, a major presence in the land of Israel, our actual connection to the land, a Jewish presence, always existed in Eretz Yisrael. And the Jews who could get there would always go to Yerushalayim, to Harabayis, as part of Aliyah L'Regel. And in deference to them, we don't change the date back to Shmini Atzeres. So you would think it should just be most, which some Rishonim felt that we should. Some Rishonim felt that we should change it to Motzei Sukkos. We should start saying the same Talmud to Libracha. There's no more Aliyah L'Regel. So that itself is fascinating, just in the halachic system, because how many people could this have been? This certainly wasn't the majority of people. It certainly, there were many centuries where this wasn't a substantial number of people. So you see that there is a certain, and we see this in other areas of halacha, the notion of retaining our connection to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, not just as a nice ideological and Jewish pride sort of thing and a nationalistic ambition, but embedded within the halachic system, we find in a number of different places. And the respect or the deference that we have to people who preserved that reality is something that that endures. And so therefore, the halacha is that we continue to wait until Zion Cheshvan, even today, even in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a lot of discussion about that we should retain that connection to Yerushalayim. There's a famous Chassam Sofer who says that after the earthquake in Tzfat that killed many people, he said that one of the things, let's formulate it in light of yesterday's shir, one of the things that we should think about working on as a result of that earthquake is the fact that the Jewish community set up such a substantial Torah center in the northern part of Israel and not in Yerushalayim itself. And there are historical reasons for why that happened. But that earthquake was like a wake-up call to that reality. So today we still keep it. So what's interesting is, what'll be interesting to see, Lasid Lava, so that became part of the halachic system, and it's certainly not going to get changed. But what will be interesting to see when Mashiach comes is another factor that's obviously not addressed by the Rishonim, which is that today, even if there was a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, it would not take 15 days to get anywhere. You know, in 10 hours we can get from Newark to Yerushalayim. So maybe some people who've been through the traffic of Highway 1 will say that it takes 15 days, but not anymore. They did all the construction. I don't know if you've seen, they dug through mountains, they removed mountains, they went around mountains. I mean, it's unbelievable. They built a whole new road. So, you know, you can get to the end of Israel and, you know, it's like 8 exits on the parkway. It's not, you know, you're not talking about a major trip. So what's that going to do to the same Talmud to the Baruch? I can't imagine that Lasid Lavo will be waiting necessarily. So other posts can bring in other reasons, other Gemaras of why maybe we waited till the fifth, till the seventh of Cheshvan, having to do with the fruit still being in the field and not wanting it to be spoiled. But it's a discussion. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Chananya Omer. Chananya said, Uva Gola, and in the diaspora, which here refers to Bavel, Ad Shishim Bitkufa. We wait until the 60th day of the Tkufa. What is the Tkufa? The Tkufa is the equinox. So, just to give us the basic background, the Earth goes around the sun, right? How long does it take the Earth to go around the sun? 365 days, right?
Quarter.
Wrong. Exactly, David Bounzer. Give him credit. It takes 365 days and 6 hours to go around the sun. There are two points in that orbit because the Earth is also tilted on an axis. The Earth is not perpendicular to the sun. But even though it's tilted, if you sort of imagine if this is the sun and this is the Earth, there are two times where the sun hits the equator exactly at a 90-degree angle. And when that happens, the amount, the length of the day and the length of the night are equal. And that's the turning point when the days will begin to get shorter or longer, depending on where you are on the Earth. If you're in the southern hemisphere, it happens in one direction. If you're in the northern hemisphere, it happens in another direction. We relate to this as the change of seasons, right? The change to fall, the change to spring. In the northern hemisphere, fall changes in September, or in the Gemara, October. And in the southern hemisphere, right, that becomes spring. And the opposite is true at the other side when it becomes spring. The autumnal equinox is, so you divide the 365 days into four, and you arrive at this moment in time where you have the transition in seasons. So you take this date, which the Gemara assumes that Tkufas Tishrei is. This doesn't relate to the lunar calendar at all. This is all in the solar system. So the autumnal equinox in the Gemara is, based on the Gemara's calculation, is on October 8th. You add 60 days to October 8th, and you arrive at December 5th or December 6th. Why? You arrive at most years December 5th. However, in every 4 years, the solar calendar corrects itself. The solar calendar corrects itself by adding a day, because as David said, there's an extra 6 hours. So every 4 years, we add a day. Or else what would happen is the calendar would slowly, every 4 years, become one day off of the seasons. So in order to correct that from happening, we add a day. That's our leap day. That's our February 29th day. So it's December 5th normally, but in anticipation of the leap year, where you've already accumulated an extra 4 quarters of extra day, it's pushed off another day. We do it the Mariv before, so therefore for us, it comes out to December 4th, and December 5th. What's interesting is, this calculation is actually 11 minutes off. This calculation is 11 minutes off. The whole, not the Gemara's calculation. Gemara's calculation, that's a separate issue. But even our solar calendar calculation is 11 minutes off. Every 128 years, it needs to be corrected by a day. Therefore, as part of the leap year system, which most of us are not aware of, and I'll explain why we're not aware of it in a moment, as part of the leap year system, every 400 years, every century that's divided by 400 with a remainder, even though it's supposed to be a leap year, it's not a leap year. Okay? We hop the day back. So for example, in 1800, it was divided by 400 at 4.5. And so therefore, that year was not a leap year, even though a century year should be a leap year. It's in terms of every 4 years. 1900, also 4.75. And therefore, even though 1900 should have been a leap year, it was not a leap year. I was sitting in Rav Yosef Weiss's, Zichrono Livracha, his Shir on Yoredeya for the millennium. So remember the millennium, it was very exciting. All the computers were going to break. Mm-hmm. Even Miami Boys Choir came out with a song that was extremely strange, right? About the terror of the millennium and all the things were going to happen. It was a Friday night, if you remember. So there was not much like we could do, and everyone just sort of waited to see what would happen with everything that was going on. So Rav Weiss, who's this old European, Rav, he walks in and he tells us that he looks up from the thing and he says, boys, there are halachic consequences to the millennium. So we're like, what? It's a Christian, counting. Like, what are you even talking? It's 2,000 years since, what is that? What halachic issues? And he told us, it has an impact on V'sein Talamata Livracha. So we asked, why is that so? So he said to us the following, every 4 years is a leap year. So every 4 years you're gonna say V'sein Talamata Livracha, the night of the fifth, not the night of the fourth. The exception to that is, on the centuries that are not divisible by four, where there's no leap year, but the year 2000 is divisible by four evenly, so it's an exception to the exception, and therefore it is a leap year, even though it should not be a leap year, even though it's on a century, even though it's divisible by four, it should not be a leap year, but since it's divisible by four without a remainder, therefore it is a leap year. So even though this should be the exception to the exception, it's not. It's the exception to the exception to the exception. And therefore, we're going to say V'sein Talamata Livracha on December 5th because we're going to treat it as a leap year, even though it shouldn't be a leap year because of the count of the millennial, and therefore it has halakhic consequences. So that's the story with the Tekufos. There is a general discussion about the fact that, of course, we know we don't celebrate the new season in October, right? We celebrate it in September. So there is a discussion. The Gemara uses a particular calculation for the autumnal equinox that's not used by general society. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, actually, in Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalid, I think Simon Yud Zayin, where he doesn't say who asked him the question. He says, Rav Echad asked him this question. Why don't we switch it? And Rav Moshe basically says, there are many different ways to calculate this. Who says that their calculation is the wrong one? And anyways, Rav Moshe goes on to say, this was never intended to be like a Kedushas Hayom. Not like something happens on this day. And if we're scientifically wrong, we're off in terms of when we're asking for rain. It was picked as a day, as a day to say, this is when the season is going to begin. So, cool it. It's not the biggest deal. So therefore we have this, that's what Bavel does. So Bavel does it, Meshishim B'Tkufa. What?
Yeah, we'll repeat Shmoneh Esrei, you
forget. Oh, so I'm glad Morty brought that up. So what's interesting is, if you look at Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, but let's bring up one other point. And then we'll get to Morty's question. The Gemara then says, "Ubagolad shishim b'tkufa." We do it in the 60th day after the equinox. Amar Rav Huna bar Chi Amar Shmuel Alocha Kechananya, and that's how we pasken. We do it after the equinox. Ini is atshuva boy mine mishmuel meemas from the kinyan of Saint Talumotar. When do we add the Saint Talumotar? Amar Lohom Ichi Ailel Sibileves Tuvos. When this birdcatcher would bring in his wood. A different, so the Gemara, Rishba, Dilmas, the Gemara says, well, maybe, idi vi idi chachiura. Maybe that's really one shir. Chachiurahu. Ibailahu, we ask a question, yom shishim, kalifne shishim, or kalacha shishim? What about the day of the 60? Is that like before, so you wouldn't say it? Or is that like the day after, and you would say it? So, Toshma, Rav amar yom shishim, kalacha shishim. Rav says the 60th day is like the afterwards day, so you should say the same Talmud to Livracha. Ushmuel Omer Yom Shishim Kalifnei Shishim. It's like the period before, you should not say the same Talmud to Livracha. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, V'simanech, if you want a good simon, to remember this, Eloi Bo Maya Tesai, the one who comes from Eretz Yisrael, who needs water more, adds the day, that's Rav, who spent part of his life in Eretz Yisrael, it's therefore he says you treat it like the day after, because you want to save the Saint Talumatar an extra day, right? Lobo ma, but bomine tesai lobo maya, but the one who comes, Eloi bo maya tesai, but the one who comes from the lower area from Bavel, lobo maya does not need water the same way, so you don't say it. Amar Rapapa says Rapapa hilchas of halacha is yom shishim kala achar shishim. That's what we do. We treat the 60th day like afterwards, so we say the Saint Talumatar livracha. The question that then comes up in the Rishonim is the following. This is all true about Bavel. What about areas that are not Bavel, that have different climates than Bavel? If the whole reason we wait till the 60th day after the autumnal equinox is because that's what's appropriate for the climate of Bavel, was this a gzera for all of Chutz Laaretz? Or was this something that actually would depend on the climate of where you were? So in the times of the Gaonim, they started to deal with this question. Rav Amram Gaon was of the opinion that it's not totally on Eretz and Chutz Laaretz. The Gemara never said Eretz Yisrael does it now and Chutz Laaretz does it somewhere else. The Gemara made a calculation based on a climate reality. And so therefore, Bizman Hazeh, if you're in a climate that needs rain at a different time, either you don't need rain yet, or you need rain later, or on the other end by Pesach, therefore, you should say it at a different time. And in fact, some of the Rishonim report that they changed when we say the same Talamata Livracha. The Rush was on a campaign. We have tshuvas from the Rush about trying to get the community of Germany to change the same Talamata Livracha, right? That was before probably the cultural surprise of that, right? That Ashkenaz should change what they do. We paskin lahalacha, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and Simon Kufyot Zayin, Birchas Hashanim, we say the same Talamata Livracha, Umachilin Lishol Matar Bechutz Laretz, Betfilas Arvish Yom Shishim Akar Tkufas Tishrei, and the Rambam says, Umeretz Yisrael, we say it, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mileel Shiva Bemar Cheshvan, and then he says when we stop, and then the Gemara says, Vafilo, and even if the Shulchan Aruch says, and even if you're an individual who needs rain, you don't ask for it in Birchas Hashanim, you ask for it in Shomei HaTfilah. Let's say I need rain where I live in a period of time where we don't say the same Talamata Livracha. So says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't tamper with the integrity of that bracha, but you may daven for the rain. Remember, when you don't say the same Talamata Livracha, you don't daven that it should not rain, you say the same bracha. You should receive bracha. So in Shema Koleinu, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can add that I really want rain.
Does an American do that when he goes to Israel?
Va'afilu, that's a big discussion. Va'afilu, ir gedola, that depends when they're coming back and when they're going. Va'afilu, ir gedola keninve, or eretz achas kula, kamo sfarad, even a big city like Ninve, or a whole country like Spain, bichlala, or Ashkenaz bichlala, ki echidim damu b'shamei atfila. That's it. Everybody goes on December 5th, December 4th, and we don't allow different countries to switch different things. Everybody stays on the same program. However, umiyu in be'eretz achas kula atzrichim matar b'yimos achama ta b'yochid v'sho'al b'birchas hashanim chozer umispalo b'toris nedava b'lo she'ela b'birchas hashanim. He says, however, there is one halachic difference. If you're in a place that does need rain and you add it and you shouldn't have added it, whereas normally we say you have to repeat that Shemona Esrei no matter what, here the repetition of that Shemona Esrei is b'toris nedava, because it's not 100% clear that you may necessarily need that. So that's a whole discussion. It's a little bit outside of the time we have to talk about what happens when you travel from here to Eretz Yisrael, but there are many shittos in the poskim about what to do. Some of it has to do with when you're coming back, and some of the solutions are to say it in Shomei HaTfilah, because again, that's more of a generic.